Hi there, and welcome to this week's modcast. I'm Harry Jones, and we'll be covering all the latest news in the world of modifications. First off, we're talking about what will be discussed at the panel this week. So there are a few change-related items that will be discussed at the panel this week, and here to walk us through the only draft proposal looking to be converted to a modification proposal is Bradley for DP79.
Hi everyone. Okay, so DP079, Provisions for Withdrawing Modifications, was raised to tackle the issue relating to modifications that are unlikely to progress or be implemented, and also proposals that sit in stasis due to a lack of engagement from the proposer. Currently under the SEC, only the proposer can withdraw a proposal. However, we are looking at a potential opportunity to extending this to panel under the given circumstances. Now, this proposal was taken to the Change Subcommittee on the 27th of August, where the Change Subcommittee agreed the issue is clearly defined and understood. They also recommended that the draft proposal is converted to a modification proposal and proceeds to the refinement process.
All right, got it. So, if panel approves the proposal to be converted, what are the next steps?
Okay, so we're looking for this to go through to the refinement process, and we are currently working on the legal text. The initial draft will be run by the proposer, just so it's ready in time for the next monthly working group meeting.
All right, that's great. Cheers, Brad. Also, going to panel are the usual suspects. We got the change status report and the SEC modification timetables. At this panel, we'll also be discussing the SEC release management policy and potential date change to the November 19 release, so watch this space. We also have a couple of new draft proposals that have been raised to inform you about. DP84 is called Other User Panel Seating Amendment. This proposal looks at giving a seat to other users as they currently don't have a designated seat on panel. Instead, two seats are taken by other SEC parties, so this proposal looks to provide the representation that the other users require. And here to talk through DP85 is Bradley again.
Hi everyone. Okay, so DP085, Synchronisation of Smart Meter Voltage Measurement Periods, was raised this week. The proposer is Alan Creighton from Northern Power Grid. This proposal revolves around root mean square voltage readings. These are used by electricity network parties along with average consumption data to monitor distribution networks' performances. Currently, RMS voltage readings are not taken across consistent periods, i.e. starting on the hour and finishing on half past the hour. This isn't an explicit requirement at the moment for SMETS and GBCS. This causes electricity network parties to make assumptions due to a lack of data alignment, and also means that they must recreate synchronized data through calculations. This will be taken to the next change subcommittee for discussion on the 24th of September.
All right, cheers, Brad. So, we've also been working behind the scenes as well to digitalise the SEC, and there will be a modcast of an interview with Sarah Gratt, Head of Code Management here at GemServe, published next week, so please look out for that. Well, that's all from us this week on the modcast, so please tune in next time to hear about what went down at panel, the change board outcomes, and last but not least, the proposals going to the change subcommittee. This has been Harry from CCAS, and I'll see you soon.